All right, this is Jesse Luscious. Buy my products, Blatz, Grups, Criminals, Frisk, and whatever else is coming up next. And why? Because you're listening to the best fucking podcast in the world, Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
All right, folks. Hey, calm down. Hey, thank you. You and you, Blag. What happened to this? Got out on the internet here that our guest, Jesse Luscious, is coming. That crowd's going crazy.
Let me tell you what. He is the owner of Berkeley, California. They're just handing over the keys to the city to this man. Everybody loves him in the world.
Literally.
He comes from Blatz, Grups, the Criminals, the Frisk. A veritable who's who of Berkeley punk rock bands, Mike.
His resume does not stop there because he's also a DJ on the KLAX, classic Berkeley radio station right there. He's got two shows on that. Also worked for Lookout Records, Alternative Tentacles, which he's still doing time there. Also got elected to the Berkeley Rent Board Commission. Listen to this guy, man. I mean, when does he have time to do anything?
Jesse is a Christ-like figure in Berkeley. And, you know, I've been to Berkeley once, and I'm still waiting to get a refund on those quarters I gave to those kids hanging out on the street.
Good luck with that, my friend.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, Jesse is one of those guys that makes you glad to be a punk rocker, glad to be a human being.
That is his job, really. All those things that he does, bands, DJs, record label, what have you, is all just really trying to make everyone feel better about the world they live in.
I'm telling you what, it kind of makes me sick, honestly. He's just too good to be true.
I vomited a little in my mouth when I was saying that, but, you know.
Let's just go to Berkeley and kick this guy's ass. It's time.
All right, we're out of here. Before we do that, let's spin some tunes, because we got some cool songs coming up. We got Globetrotter coming up, Genocide Superstars from Sweden. Crazy story goes along with that one. Stay tuned for that. Estrogen OD coming up. Tell you what, mainline in Estrogen with that. Tribe 8.
Oh, man, it is lesbian heaven with Tribe 8.
Let's go way back. Berkeley Classic right here with Op Ivy. Grups heading out in the road features Matt Freeman and Jesse Luscious. Let's rock this one on radio.
I know things are getting tougher when you can't get the thumb off the bottom of the barrel. Wide open, roar my future now. Looking fucking new.
Trotter,
spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
All right, this week sent in by listener Matthias Landin. It's from Sweden. Mike, tell us all about it.
Genocide Superstars from Örebro, Sweden, formed in 1994, but disbanded in 2004 when their singer, guitarist, vocalist, bass player, flutist, violinist, Mizeko Talarzik met his end in the 2004 tsunami there in the Indian Ocean, vacationing with his girlfriend. This one goes out to his friends and family on radio.
Like You Want.
Yeah. beer do you like?
Heineken.
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, howdy-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag.
Roger Miller right there, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, King of the Road EP from 1965. Before that, X, How I Learned My Lesson, Under the Big Black Sun. Before that, Genocide Superstars. That was our Globetrotter of this episode, folks. Before that, Isocracy, Funky Breakwire, Bedtime for Isocracy, 7-inch. And we started all off with Op Ivy Knowledge from their classic Energy Blag. So much Berkeley stuff in there. Why would we do that to everybody?
I'm telling you, this is so Berkeley. I'm tempted to go out and make some lentils or something, Mike. I mean, this,
put the Birkenstocks on and go sit in a tree for a month.
This is a Berkeley show. Because, of course, I talked to a Berkeley legend, Jesse Luscious, this week. Where were you, Mike? How come you keep missing these interviews now? You're off fucking, sucking, getting high. You got to get in the studio here, man.
Hey, I like Jesse Luscious, but I like fucking sucking getting high even more.
I don't blame you, but you know, I needed you this week. This guy's been up to so much shit. He's been all over the map. It was great, great talking to him. But I got to talk about Roger Miller. It took Mike and Jesse to hit me up to this. I never even heard of this guy really, except for King of the Road.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. You know, when I heard the interview, he mentioned it. And I was so pleased because I just happened to be on a personal Roger Miller kick, revisiting all the classics, and I thought, man, this guy's got to really be a big influence on Blag as well, because he does that thing where he sort of...
I miss stuff, Mike.
You
got to
go back and check it out, his lyrics. Or I could definitely see the influence. Well, I guess there is no influence since you don't know him, but whatever. Fuck all that shit. Let's get back into the Jesse Luscious mode. We'll start one off with his classic band, Blatz.
Yeah!
spin your friendly 12-inch extended dance mix version.
Right, that was Fuck Shit Up by Blatz, and I have in the studio with me a rock legend representing Berkeley, California, Jesse Luscious. Hello, Jesse. How you feeling?
Hello, Black, fellow rock legend.
Jesse booked Gilman for many years, and its glory years brought my band in. But Jesse, your band Blatz was a local favorite and an interesting juxtaposition because you guys were real scumbags and yet somehow you were loved by this scene. How did that happen? Explain Blatz to me.
We were like a barrel of monkeys and of chaos, and there were six of us in the band. Was like me, Anna Joy, Annie, Eggplant, Marshall, and Joey. We had a revolving cast of characters come through, like our friend Lucky played second bass for a while, Aaron from Comet Bus, he played drums, second drums. Billy Joe from Green Day, he played second guitar. The first time he was tripping on acid was the first time he played with Blatz.
Wow.
Which
see,
I would,
now you heard it here on Radio Billy Joe tripping on acid.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone. So yeah, we were just a bundle of chaos, just rolling through show after show after. We would play anywhere. Like, my very firm belief on a serious note is that if I perform, I want people leaving with a strong opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care which one it is, positive or negative, but I want them, you know, like I see bands play and they just kind of like, this is our song, it's really heartfelt, and they just stand there. Fuck that. I want people leaving like pissed off or ecstatic or just like totally freaked out. I don't care, like I said, whatever it is. And so like we would throw things, I would get naked. One time in the Grups, the next band, like there's this whole duct tape dress thing. I can tell you later if you want. I mean,
you can tell me right now. Duct tape and dress. I like it. Well, you had females in the band. It was. I definitely detect an X influence in Blatz and in a lot of your early stuff.
For sure.
You had the females along.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I'm from Philadelphia, so like X, like I kind of knew.
So you need all the girls you can get, basically.
Number one. Number two, but like X was like really West Coast. I mean, this is like, you know, like late 1980s. Like, you know, like things took a while to get across the country. So right. Like X wasn't huge out in Philadelphia at all. I mean, now I'm sure they are. In fact, I know they are. But like they're huge everywhere comparatively, right?
Right.
But like out here, like everybody was like X. I'm like, what? Oh yeah, okay, LA something. And then like Matt Freeman and who helped start the Grups with Kamala, Anna and I.
Like Matt Freeman, of course, from Rancid.
And Operation Ivy, yes. And Devil's Brigade, his new band.
You are the guy that knows everyone in Berkeley and gets along with everyone in Berkeley, which my hat's off to you on that one. I was never able to quite manage that.
No, you never were. But they were huge into X. So, like, you know, it was like male-female vocals. And, you know, like, and my thing about X was always X has this, when I first heard Roger Miller and, like, really started to listen to Roger Miller, the country guy, not the guy from Mission to Burma.
Right, the you guy know, who did
King of the Road.
King of the Road,
yeah.
Right.
But like his phrasing, the way he pauses, just like that, it's the same kind of phrasing where like it's a slight hesitation, or they jump ahead of the line a little bit. John Doe and Xene, like, and so for me, this was like musically really cool. Anyway, but in terms of the chaos, it was all about like we had friends come with a blow up sheep, and he would stuff it full of like stale calamari. For instance,
a blow up sheep full of stale calamari. I think we found the title of the new Butthole Surfer.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Wow. So I mean, and you know, and that would obviously go out into the crowd during the set in the best way possible, and people would be really unhappy,
right?
Or paint, or God, or he would come up with these concoctions that were just disgusting, and it was kind of like a more focused isocracy. It wasn't like all the garbage from the dumpster, but it was a very focused. Disgusting, usually something that's stained from the garbage, you know? And it wasn't like focused like guar, where it was like, okay, that's going to be blood, semen, and pus. Or it wasn't like the serial killers, where it would be like, you know, that's intestines and a nun's unborn child.
Right, you know.
But this was like
random stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So you just never quite knew, and that chaos was all about. That we were all about that, and that's why we also only lasted for 2 years.
A lot of bands would pull those party tricks, and people would hate it, and yet somehow everybody always loved you. And in fact, you went on to book Gilman for a good 20 years on and off.
Year and a half, I was a head booker.
A year and a half, you were the head booker.
But then I ran the collective meetings, God help me, for 14 years in a row, which is fucked up. It was exactly what it sounds like.
Did my name ever come up?
I remember one week you got banned.
That's right.
Then the next meeting, you got unbanned.
That was nice. Yeah. Because they knew that guy had it coming. But Jesse, we're going to spin out and play another track by you now. We hit Blast. Back now into the Criminals. This was your mid-90s attempt at playing punk rock. The angry Ouija board has sent us to destroy the city of Berkeley.
So run for your fucking lives.
So run for your fucking lives on Radio Like You Want. I'm back with Jesse Luscious. Jesse, of course, in more bands than you can possibly name, but I wanted to talk to you about your involvement with Gilman, but you also worked at CalX, the much-vaunted radio station in Berkeley.
Yes.
You're on the board of the Independent Arts and Media Collective. You work at Alternative Tentacles, where Jell-O pretends it's a nonprofit. And
I've seen the bank statements, I know.
And you even ran for city council in Berkeley, I guess because you wanted to bring Styrofoam back. You're such a selfless person, Jesse. I mean, as you go through your life and you do all these things, how do you keep that DIY aesthetic that most people just give up 2 years later because they're disgusted and they want some cash?
Well, first of all, I'm actually an elected member of city government now. I'm on the Berkeley Rent Board. And I was just reelected in 2010.
So. Nice. See, if you're living in Berkeley, reelect Jesse every time. I don't care if he's running for dog catcher.
I can catch some dogs, let me tell you. but you know, the short answer is I kind of have this test. Like, if I can sleep at night, I'm doing good. You know, if I'm like, God, you know, I really shouldn't be, you know, clubbing baby seals or whatever. You know, I don't know, whatever you want to come up with.
And you're somebody who from the very beginning was just sort of in it for the community of rock and roll and the community of the art. Is there more of that kind of volunteer spirit now, or was there more when you started doing it? Does it wax and wane?
I think there's more now because people are out of jobs, so they want something to do. And that's actually not even a funny rejoinder, but like that's actually fucking true. Like, right. We just talked to an intern today at AT who's like, I don't have a job, but I want to do something with my time that doesn't make me feel like a lump on a log, which is awesome. I mean, you know, I hope they get a job, but, you know, I think it's the same, because I think you always have like new people coming up who are like really idealistic, and like you have people like me who stick around who are still idealistic, but maybe that idealism is tempered with reality.
Right.
You know, I mean, I kind of describe myself like I describe myself as a misanthropist, but I'm kind of like a realist optimist. I really would love for everybody to just, you know, hold hands and sing along and, you know, have a great time. But I know it's not going to happen because I know people, and this is the misanthropy coming out, 90% of people are just jerks. And they just cannot freaking handle it. You know, they can't handle actual freedom or actual independence. They need somebody to hate. They need somebody to tell them what to do. They need somebody, you know, they just can't fucking handle it. So I know that all of my, you know, idealistic dreams about a, you know, anarcho-socialist utopia, like when I was back in Philly, I was squatting in Philadelphia. This book called Bola Bola really informed a ton of us. Like, it really made all of us, it informed us in terms of, like, informed our nicknames and, like, our place names that we give to, like, the different squats and, you know, and, like, it really meant a lot to a lot of us. But I know that, you know, like, as I go through life, people I meet in politics, people I meet in music, people I meet in art, people I meet, you know, at the grocery store, like, I know people I meet at neighborhood association meetings. You know, I know there's people who are just jerks, and they can't freaking handle that.
Well, you can count me among them. I mean, I was always just in it for myself, but I admire people who, you know, who like you are in it for the rest of us.
Well, thank you, my son.
But you haven't lost that spirit, and again, at the risk of being corny, how do you hold on to it?
Well, I get pissed off, you know. But I mean, look, if I was like. One of my nightmares is there was used to be this punk bar in Oakland called Connolly's. I think I was in there probably like five times over like the 10-year period that it was open, or the Silver Lion, or like there's a bunch of other punk bars. Like every city has them. And I was like, I'm not going to be the guy who used to be in this awesome band who has his own seat at the end of the bar. Like I refuse to be that fucking guy. But if I just let myself just get enraged and just let the rage fester, I would have to medicate myself to face the day, you know. Right. Like, I'm not a suicidal person at all, so like that's never been an option, you know. Mm-hmm. Realistically, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of stupid. Yeah. And so I have to channel that anger at injustice, but seriously, into something. And so I'd rather do it into something, or a series of somethings that I can sleep at night, you know, so I don't have to medicate myself.
Well, Jesse, you can sleep at night, and we're going to play the Beatles. Nice. How do you sleep at night? On radio, like you want.
Yeah.
right. That was the Grups on the way to Frisco, and we are here with the mastermind of the Grups, Jesse Luscious. Now, Jesse, you got a lot of names over the years. What are your? Yes. What are all the Jesse named?
I was Dangerous for a while.
Jesse Dangerous.
Ramon.
Jesse Ramon. I never heard that one.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like, I chose Luscious because Anna Joy, one of the other singers in Blatts, and then also the other singer in the Grups, her middle name is actually Joy. So for her, Anna Joy was natural. And I was, like, we were hanging out doing illegal things, I'm sure. And then we got this brainstorm, like, there should be more sex in punk rock, less violence.
So gee, I wonder who else said that.
I don't know, but who would that be?
Anna doesn't get a lot of credit, but she was really your co-conspirator in this, in a lot of this stuff. And the Grups are coming back with Anna and the whole crew. Tell me about these shows coming up.
So we have a discography coming out on Recess Records.
Oh, Todd Congelier's label, yes. FYP, classic label.
Yes, and we're actually playing with Toys That Kill, one of his current awesome bands.
There's going to be a whole Todd show. That's a whole other aspect of this.
In
fact, you're wearing an Underground Railroad to Candyland shirt.
I am.
Right
I'm
now.
Representing.
It all ties in, folks, on Radio Like You Want. But the Grups are coming back. Where are you playing? What are you doing?
We're going to play, we're playing Bob Fest, Bath, Oakland, Bremen. It's like every couple of years, there's a festival in one of those three cities. And so we're playing the Oakland version of Bob Fest in late April at the Hazmat. But before that, we're playing Tax Day over at the Parkside with Swan Danger, Street Eaters, and Hounds and Harlots.
That's in San Francisco.
Yes. In Santa Rosa, California, we're playing someplace called the Share Exchange Co-op with Severance Package, which are folks from Black Fork. Ashtray, Bobby Joy Bulla, and Children McNuggets. Are you a fan of them, Bobby Joy Bulla?
I have not heard that. See, Jesse, you got to keep me hip on this show.
Moly.
Bobby Joe Ebola. I freely admit, I don't know shit. So I need people to send us stuff. Send your stuff to RadioLikeYouWant.com.
You have to get Bobby Joe Ebola and the Children McNuggets on your show. Seriously.
The Children McNuggets?
Yes.
I love him already. That's perfect.
Well, it's actually a duo. Like, Bobby Joe is one and Children McNuggets is the other. We're playing three shows in Southern California, our last ever in Southern California.
Now, why close the book on the Grups? Why not bring it back if you ever feel like it? You guys just want you wanted closure.
Yeah, when we were around in 92, 93, we played our last show in, I think, Grenoble in France in January 94. We had no idea it was our last show. So this way we can have a last show.
I see.
Yeah. And plus, like, our guitarist, Daniela, we started the band with Matt Freeman from Operation Ivy Rancid, blah, blah, blah. And then the second version of the Grups had this woman, Daniela, on guitar. She's awesome. And she has been on The L Word on Showtime.
Oh, is that right? So she's like a cute lesbian?
Yes.
I thought it was kind of interesting on that show that all the lesbians shaved their armpits. I mean, it wasn't quite true to form, but I appreciated it. You know what
there
I mean? Those
go.
Are my kind of lesbians.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, she's going to be playing guitar, so all of the L Word fans will be out.
Oh, man.
Which is wonderful.
Is she an L Word? I dig lesbians. A lot of people don't know that, but I'm a big fan.
I think most people know.
I like the ones like in college that are going through a phase, kind of, you know.
and Anna Joy as well, is a longtime part of the lesbian scene, yes. Mm-hmm. And her and Lynn Breedlove from Tribe 8 were an idol for many, many years.
I love Tribe 8, incidentally. Very funny band with great lyrics. A lot of people didn't pick up on them at the time, but I thought that, especially Femme Bitch Top, I thought was a hilarious song. Very, very funny band.
Great band. And, you know, and like Blatts' last 7-inch, our last release was Tribe 8's first. It was a split 7-inch with Blatts and Tribe 8, so...
There you go.
It's closed circle. It's
putting lesbians on the map, Jesse, once again.
You know, that's what I do.
You are the man. Well, everybody go see the Grups. Apparently, they're calling it quits. I hope you bring back Blatts next time and you don't ever quit, Jesse.
Oh, thank you.
Wherever we need a hero in the punk rock scene.
I'm like Spider-Man.
Jesse Luscious will show up in the chill of night at the scene of the crime.
Like a streak of light.
He arrives just in time. We're going out on Radio Like You Want.
Thanks, Black.
Cause there's so good.
Rockabilly Sony right there from Grupp's Final Sequence and or Mix of Discography. Who really knows? Blag, what an interview. Good Lord, pulling out the stops again.
I'm telling you, Jesse, he just makes you glad to be alive and to be a motherfucking punk rocker.
That's right. You just thank the Lord he's around to remind you. Now, I'm going to call you out on a couple things. We played some classic tracks on there. We played heard some Grupp's On the Way to Frisco. We heard one that you announced as coming from the Beatles when actually it was the John Lennon solo track. Dissing Paul McCartney, Do You Sleep?
How do you sleep?
Or How Do
that's
You Sleep?
That's right. Oh, I blew that one.
That's awful.
I know. And then like not knowing a Beatles song, that's pretty
Blag,
bad.
I know. Mr. Beatles. Come on.
I know.
What's going
that puts
on?
You down pretty low.
But anyway, a little payback for the Bee Gees slip up I did a couple episodes ago.
Oh,
I'm never leaving that one down.
or your fuck up on that air
there
supply.
There was no
gym.
Other thing. All right. So anyway, there the Grupp's were playing. You could definitely see the X connection. We played some X earlier, and then definitely Jesse
and a
talks
Rancid
about.
Connection in there. You got That's Matt right. Freeman from Rancid. So go see Grupp's. They're coming to your town.
Oh,
wait a minute.
I think that brought the ladies in.
Mike.
I am woman. In numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to
go. It's kinder,
back
and pretend. Like it's gentler.
Yeah. Time once again for the kinder, gentler, touching, caring, supple side of radio, like you want.
And this week we got the nastiest lesbians in the whole world.
Nothing supple about this. This is estrogen OD. I'm telling you, well, you're turning blue during this song.
There's
right?
so much estrogen here, you're gonna puke on it. This is Tribe 8 from this great city of San Francisco. This is Lesbo Rock at its best on radio.
Like lesbians want.
Yes, dear. Yes, ma'am.
It's gonna be a good song when it starts, I swear. All right. Well, maybe not that good.
Yeah.
Good enough.
They need some lesbian Damn producers.
Damn. This. Song.
When you're on your knees looking up at her, you know she looks so magnificent. But she looks down at you, you know she don't give a damn about you. You're insignificant, she don't have to throw you around the room. Baby, there's a number that your dear's gonna die. Your face between a tattooed breast. She's gonna put you in a dress and make you confess. Your only life is have a sex object. So when she puts a high heel on your neck, say
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Them bitch time.
Don't bother to give her a ring or a finger. Move like Babylon and so to make her meaner. Take a valley tricks up. A butt of a whip and a handful of lipstick. Go on, handle some shit. Give us some lift to put a boot in your face till you lift. She don't need to push you around. Just a spammable voice will get you down on the ground. Nails are long and you're looking around. Stealing all.
By the phone, wait.
for you, honey.
Tesco V here, boys and girls. The Dutch Hercules. Enemy of society numero uno. I've come back once again to school you on how punk rock is done. Everybody else is swimming in my wake. That's right, I'm doing a West Coast tour because I need me a big lungful for that Japanese radiation. You got that right. I sure hope I don't have to poop at the club tour 2011 is coming to your town. And before I get to your one horse fucking bird, there's a few rules of the road you must observe. One, if I hand you the mic, sing. Don't get grabby. Two, don't ask me.
Francesco, you can play the old stuff.
Okay.
Anus.
Three, when I'm standing in front of you in your town, don't ask me.
Hey, Tesco, when are you coming back?
I'm here now, asshole. Crippled Children Suck, the Me Men on tour, April 2011. Be there. Hail Satan!
Gonna die when this all comes off. We'll drink and do it all. And a drink and a bitch on the floor. I'd rather drink than fuck.
Come down the powder.
Can't live without it.
Come down the powder.
I just can't live without that alcohol. Alcohol. It is my destiny. She's got huge tits. Here's one thin dime. I fucked your wife. Give me some wine.
What the fuck? No doubt about it.
Can't live without it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Wow.
No doubt about it.
I just can't live without that alcohol.
Right, this is Jesse Luscious. Can I tell the story about the first time I saw the Dwarves?
Oh, sure.
So I didn't know who you guys were, but I just moved out here. It was like 1989. My friends Becca and Aisha, they were like, "Oh, this band is really sexist and fucked up and blah blah blah." I'm like, "Oh, fuck them."
You know? Right.
Little did I know.
Yeah.
So you guys start playing, and it's like two songs into it, and one of them has a soda and like they're shaking it, and they try to open it so that it sprays all over Hugh Cannot Be Named. And doesn't do anything. So I'm like, give me that. And I spray it all over him. And that's when he takes off his guitar and takes a swing at me and then throws it at me. So then I duck. He misses me. Like, he nicks me, but whatever. And then
he's not very athletic.
Thankfully. I got lucky there. So I pick up the guitar, and I have it like a baseball bat, like, oh, shit. And, like, all you guys are, like, advancing on me. And, like, the music has stopped. I'm like, oh, fuck, here it goes. I got the guy's fucking guitar, so I'm ready. Let's go. You know, and that was the end of your set.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah, it was fucking beautiful. I was like, this band fucking rules. There you go.
A little dance and I do it every chance I get. You just wave your arms around like you're retarded and you got Tourette's. Around and get real frantic. Yeah. Rise up from the dead.
I got a brand new one there from the Dwarves. Dwarves Are Born Again on May 3rd. Get this motherfucker.
I'm telling you what, folks are tripping on this record. Buy it, make me rich so that we can do this show like I want from a virgin's eager quim.
Oh, that would be fabulous, Blag. Make some money, please. Before that, Alcohol from the Meatmen. That's a classic one there from Gangrene, right? And we did our Estrogen OD of the Week, Femme Bitch Top, Tribe 8 Fist City. Come on, pump it.
I still stick by Tribe 8's lyrics. They are one of the most hilarious bands around. I didn't remember it sounding quite that bad, but hey, we'll bring Tribe 8 back, and this time they're going all the way, man.
Tribe 8 deserves their place in history. We're going to give it to them right here on Radio Like You Want. But we're also going to highlight Bobby Joe Ebola and the Children McNuggets. Is that what this is called?
The Children McNuggets.
This is the Jesse Luscious request right here on Radio Like You Want.
Want.
Said we were weird. Well, here's something new. This time you'll be scared. We'll see you in hell when time is over. No more ice cream, no more four-leaf clovers. It's not a party, it's just hot and loud. There's people are crying a lot in hell. A rock and roll show at the end of the day seemed like a chance to throw your worries away. Then we came on and screamed about God. Life isn't fair, and the last thing you need is a couple more guys telling you how to be. But it's no fun for us when you stay on your knees. We'll see you in hell when time is over. No more ice cream, no more 4-leaf clover. It's not a party, it's just hot and loud, 'cause people are crying a lot in hell.
Tragedy struck earlier this evening at a popular downtown nightclub where an obscure folk rock band traded acoustic guitars for assault rifles and turned applause into screams. Details are still coming in, but at least 12 people are confirmed dead and as many as 40 missing in the deadliest evening in rock and roll history. We go now to Tate Fender, who's at the scene. Tate?
We'll see you in hell when time is over. No more ice cream, no more 40 clover. It's not a party, it's just hot and loud, 'cause people are crying a lot.
Nate, what's it like down there?
Jesse, it's madness down here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to report for long. I fear that my safety is at stake. And there seems to be a lot of smoke and fire. Two individuals have moved into the street at this point. One of the individuals who has started the shooting is now wearing the skull of one of his audience members as a codpiece. And the other one seems to be pretending to fire the gun from his crotch area.
Tate, where are you?
I can't. Holy crap!
Tate, are you in a safe place? Tate.
I don't know where the boom operator is. I've lost chunks of hair.
Have you learned anything about the alleged shooters?
Very bad men. They look like very bad men with guitars. They are still playing and shooting at the same time. They've made their way outside of a club. They're firing bullets at any bearded individual in front of them. I got a chance to hear some of what they were playing. It seemed pretty good. Reporting live, this is Tate Benthurst. Signing off from someplace with a lot of light and my dead relative.
Tate. Tate.
Looking at a dirty old window, see the cars below on the city streets passing by. Get to the
San Quinn and Messy Marv, they call that one Frisco N-words if you're white. So you know how we do here in San Francisco. Always pushing the real street shit. Mike, tell them how they can find us.
RadioLikeYouWant.com's got all the lowdown for you. It's got all our podcasts. And if you want to holler at us, play something on the air. 415-315-9662 is the number to call. Also, you can send us a track like Matthias Landon did this week for Globetrotter at interviews@RadioLikeYouWant.com. Big thanks to Matthias.
You gotta dig our fans. They're keeping us on the air. Our downloads keep going up. Our nightly listeners keep going up. Mike, I am tripping on this show. America is tripping on this show. Radio Like You Want, motherfucker.
Big old thanks to Jesse Luscious, our guest this week. Make sure you get out and support him. The Grups doing a reunion tour right here. Matt Friedman of Rancid on guitar. The whole band heading out. They're going to do a little SoCal trip, so get online and check them out.
You need to check out Annie and Anna. You got to check out the vocals and the extreme passion of the Grups. And my man Jesse Luscious still keeping it on and keeping it real for Berkeley, California, the king of styrofoam himself.
Let's get the hell on out of here, Blag. Till next episode, it's Radio
Like You Want.
San Quinn is a cycle on the motherfucking warpath. Rap bustin', brick bustin', put a nigga in a body bag. Stalk through Frisco, left hand on my pistol. Not one or two shots, let the clip go. See a gang of niggas surviving through real shit, doing the real hits. Keep your lips here.
Greedy, worldwide.